It was extremely complex. At the beginning of the inquiry, it was a real whodunit problem for us to solve. But with the work of the team, of the Hampshire Major Investigation team, we've managed to gather all the evidence together, which we've seen in court over the last few weeks, and I'm really pleased with the result.
I know that one of those difficulties was being the sort of the drugs network, as it were, that were involved in trying to pinpoint people within that. Can you just explain a little bit about sort of the setup and the networks that were involved?
Yeah, it's extremely complex when you're dealing with drug networks. They often refer to themselves as street names. On this occasion, it was the Jumbo network that we were looking at. And quite often people will describe Jumbo as a number of different people, when in fact it's actually the phone that is the name. And so our task is to try and then identify who has that phone at that particular time.
What was the motive for the Jumbo network killing Lucky?
Well, we think this was a turf war in all sense, to where they fell out over who was trying to sell drugs in a particular area of Southampton and undercutting each other. And it got to the point where one gang was trying to outdo the other. And we think that's what's kind of escalated into this sad, tragic murder.
You were saying before that usually on these kind of turf wars, the violence and the threats escalate. But it seems that in this case, it didn't happen in that way.
No, this seems to be a pre-planned execution. We think that there was a falling out probably a few days beforehand, but to escalate so quickly to such serious violence is a real shock to everyone, I think.
And the defendants, how would you say their manner was? I mean, you have lots of CCTV footage of them in Southampton and then in Basingstoke. I mean, did they seem quite blasé about what they'd done? Did they look scared, nervous?
Well, I think they certainly, when you see the CCTV footage of them leaving the northern area en route to the killing, they seem to be walking with a sense of purpose. I think after the killing, you see them leave the address and walk back to Northam and get into a taxi. And again, I say there was a sense of purpose, but certainly not running, not appearing to hide.
And have they shown remorse for what they've done?
There's been no remorse shown so far.
You must be pleased then that you've got this verdict and you know that they've been found guilty.
We're extremely pleased. I mean, Jarmel Jones, for all his faults, is, you know, being involved in drug dealing himself, he didn't deserve to die, and certainly in those circumstances. So we're extremely pleased with the result and extremely pleased for the family. I think the family, initially, I can recall meeting them probably day two after the incident, and I think initially they were sceptical about what the police response would be, bearing in mind their son was from London, he was involved in criminality, and I think they probably felt that the police probably wouldn't give them the service that they deserve. Obviously, you'll need to speak to the family and see what their feelings are in relation to the service that we've given them. But I certainly had feedback from the family saying they're extremely pleased with the level of service they've had from Hampshire Police, and they're extremely pleased with the result. I think she felt that Jarmel had gone down a path which, you know, a lot of young people do before they really sort of grow up and know what they want to do. She didn't approve of his lifestyle, but she told me that, you know, only a couple of weeks before his death that she had met with him, and she was convinced that he was starting to turn his life around.
And can we mention Kina Han and her sort of role in all this? I mean, you know, can you first of all just start by describing a bit about her and maybe, you know, were you shocked at her involvement in this?
Yeah, I mean, Rachel Kina Han, on the face of it, is, you know, a middle-class female, well-educated, well-brought up, who had a good job. For whatever reason, and only she can explain it, is she's been infatuated and fallen in love with Pierre Lewis. She's worked completely outside of the boundaries that she should have been working in when she worked within the prison service, and she's now paying the price for that. Personally, I would describe her as somebody who was fairly arrogant, who believed she was probably better than everyone else, probably thought that she could be one up on the police and the prosecution, but obviously that's clearly not the case.